What's up, everybody? Happy Monday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can take us on the go wherever you may be with that Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Monday morning, September 28th, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop.
Yep, what's up?
Johnny Cakes Auville's here.
Yeah, hello.
And Eric Carlton Bickle.
Good morning. Play the music, Cakes. Play
the
music.
You know what to do, Cakes. You know what to do.
Victory Monday. It is sweet. Monday. That is three wins in a row for your Washington Commanders.
A little louder,
that is
please.
First place in the NFC East.
That's Valdez.
A little louder, Valdez. Yeah, thank you.
Wow. Unstoppable offense.
The offense has scored over 38 points in consecutive weeks. For the first time since 1991. EB, remember that season?
Kind of do.
I mean, I've just been begging for this team to be good on offense for years. I've been saying, like, can we just have an offense that scores, like, 23 to 25 points?
Yep.
So you're in the mix with some of the better teams in the NFL. Well,
and now you're getting 40 points a week.
Jaden Daniels is leading this team to 30.2 points per week through the first four games.
I know.
They're a top three scoring offense in the NFL right now.
It's the first time they scored that many points since 2016.
This is what it's like rooting for a fun offensive team, mm-hmm. a team that can actually score points.
I think you can get off Cliff Kingsbury's back, EB.
No, he's off probation. His record is expunged.
Off probation. He should be he should be sent like chocolates and champagne. I mean, he should be lavishing him with gifts.
By the way, I'm convinced he knew something about Kyler, too, because he looked inept.
Like, Kyler looked confused.
Well, not on the first drive.
They marched right
down. The first drive, I was like, oh, you better buckle up because the Cardinals are going to score 35 points.
But I couldn't believe the sacks he was taking. He didn't run.
Yeah.
Like, I think they had him in a pickle.
He was holding the ball forever.
I actually was stunned at how mediocre he was. And I'm telling you,
I don't even think he was mediocre.
I'm going to give that to Cliff. I think Cliff dialed up.
He was swallowed up by the pass
rush.
He
knew what to tell him.
He didn't have any answer.
Well, give credit to the defense. They finally. I told you they were going to play a good game.
You did. Now
I didn't expect it necessarily this week.
I don't know if that's going to be a week to week thing.
Yeah,
I think it might be an outlier. But hey, you got to give credit where credit is due.
They got after the QB.
They shut down what had been a pretty high powered offense. So good for them.
Besides that first drive, Arizona did nothing.
Man, that was amazing.
I mean, they felt so little confidence in Kyler. They're down 27-7, and they're running the ball with James Conner to score that second touchdown.
I tweeted about this yesterday. Jonathan Gannon is now in my crosshairs as one of the coaches that I target for horrible coaching. Hmm. First of all, he showed his record at the beginning of the game. I think he's 5-16 as the head coach of the Cardinals.
Right.
And then when the Cardinals are getting their ass beat, and there's 4 minutes left in the game, they're down 28 points, why are you still trotting out Kyler Murray?
Yeah.
The only reason I could think is, this is a punishment. You just go out there and finish the game. You've sucked through the entire game outside of the first series. Why would you risk your franchise quarterback, who's had a major knee injury before, in garbage time?
Mm-hmm.
That makes no sense whatsoever. Bad coach.
He went to the Ron Rivera School of Arm Folding. Every shot I've ever seen of Jonathan Gannon, he's just on the sideline, stoic.
Terrible body
with his
language.
Arm folded.
He stinks. He's not going to be there long
term. Kyler didn't have great body language. Every time he's on the bench, I mean, he looked like he was just despondent.
He looked like he'd rather be anywhere than where he was
he didn't
on Sunday.
Good.
You know, Jeremy McNichols came in, filled in.
Huge.
Who
said he was kind of a mini Austin Ekeler clone? I'm going to steal your back padding machine for
you
a second.
It.
That guy
you got it.
Was shot out of a cannon. Like
he's
the kind of guy that, like, when he gets an opportunity, he hasn't gotten a lot of them in the pros. He seizes opportunities when he gets them.
I mean,
good.
Brian Robinson goes over 100. My guy Oz showed he can do.
He was big.
Six catches for 85. I looked it up. I think it's his second best game as a pro.
Yeah.
So he
caught every
help.
Ball.
He could just help.
Biggest story is Jaden Daniels.
Of course.
I mean, Jaden Daniels has 7 incompletions in the last 2 weeks.
No, he's been phenomenal. But he's utilizing all these other guys And it's just showing that we have a variety of different weapons. We can hurt you a variety of different ways.
He is the ultimate weapon. I don't know if they've called a quarterback that.
No, that's he's ridiculous.
Was that what they called Cam Newton? I can't remember. But he is the ultimate weapon. And defenses haven't figured it out.
Your
and I don't know if they will figure it out.
He's so calm.
When we were talking about Kyler Murray, the contrast, you're talking about Kyler's body language, the contrast in those two guys. Kyler looked confused. Meanwhile, Jaden Daniels just looked calm, cool, and collected.
Mm-hmm. He's the truth.
He's unbothered.
I mean, look at his numbers. He's first in the NFL in completion percentage by a wide margin. I think he leads Geno Smith by like 8 or 9 percentage points. He's third in quarterback rating. He's 10th in the league in passing yards. And he's the 20th leading rusher in the NFL.
Rushing is so easy for him. That running touchdown, he's now got 4 in 4 weeks. Now, it was good blocking. I think we need to shine some light on the offensive line. Because there are times when he's back there for 3-4 seconds.
Yep.
The offensive line has been fantastic.
Well, not only in pass protection, but just in running. Blocking. I mean,
look at the holes they have for McNichols.
150 to 200 yards every week.
Well, that's what I was getting to, that on the sweep to Jaden Daniels where he gets a touchdown, it was great blocking.
Mm-hmm.
But also, it's like he didn't even turn it on. He was probably in third gear for him.
It was easy for him. Commanders, the only team in the NFL with multiple games of 200-plus rushing yards this season. They are just mowing people down on the ground.
They're so fun to watch. Like, that he handles third downs so well. At one point, I think we were 6 of 7 on third downs. Fourth downs, I don't know that we've missed a fourth down yet.
I believe they're 6 for 6 on the season.
Yeah, I mean, his poise might be his greatest attribute. And then some of these throws, there were questions about, you know, if he makes some of these throws, these tight window throws over the middle. He's got all the throws.
What about the laser? What about the laser to Terry McLaurin in the end zone?
Yeah, I mean,
that was a good pass.
The one he threw to Ertz, was that for the 2-point conversion?
Ertz, God love him. Glaciers move faster, but he's a good receiver. Like he's dependable, but he's so slow. I mean, we're going positive here, but man, he's not going to give you much yak.
No,
he's going to catch
Think
the ball
about,
and
no,
basically
he's
fall
catch
down.
It. He's going to
so good
catch
for
it.
Him.
Think about Tress Way has punted one time in the last 3 games.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, that's absurd.
And then we got a kicker that I think anything inside 45, you could pretty much lock up. You know, he doesn't have the world's strongest leg. That's pretty obvious.
He's been dependable so far.
He's accurate. He's accurate.
The Noah Brown pickup's been really great. I mean, these guys, I wasn't ready to anoint Adam Peters and these guys early on. So I was like, I don't know. Let's see.
Got to give him credit.
So far, man, these guys are paying off.
And also, a tweeter brought this up. Tanking and picking high. It can work.
Yes.
I mean, I know you're anti-tank.
I'm anti-tank.
I know you're anti-tank.
I am.
And I also laughed when I saw somebody tweeted that if Greg Zuerlein had missed the kick that he made late last season, I believe for the Jets, then the Commanders would not have been in a position to draft Jaden Daniels.
Well, he's still
two.
Missing kicks.
That's fine. So, but he made that one. So picking high.
It's a little easier to swallow a tank when you can turn it around in one year.
True. Yeah.
I don't like these 5, 6, 7 year tanks that just make me crazy.
I don't think it was the design tank. Ron was just a bad coach and he assembled a bad roster.
Right.
And he wasn't
halfway through the season, we thought we had our quarterback.
Right.
Now it's still early. They've only beaten teams with 1-3 records.
Okay.
But I'm mad at myself because all offseason you guys chastised me when I said they can have a Houston Texans-like turnaround, similar situation where you get the number 2 pick, you draft a quarterback, you face an easy schedule, and you have a better coach that you can turn it around. Now, I picked them at 7-10.
Better coaching staff.
Yeah.
I picked them at 7-10. But right now, they're on track for that. They're going to face another poopy team next.
The Browns are horrible.
Team that cannot score.
They're favored, I think, already. The Commanders are favored by 3.5 heading into week 5. And Deshaun Watson, he blows. I'm sorry. There's no other way to put it.
Well,
they
can't run the ball.
Yeah, I mean,
they can't pass the ball.
Right.
Their defense keeps them in games.
That's the only feather in their cap.
But we've been trying to, kind of predict what opposing defense is going to do against this team. I mean, nobody can stop them.
Right.
It's pretty incredible, man.
And the only loss is Tampa. Tampa's good.
Yeah. Tampa looks like a borderline wagon, 3-1. Baker Mayfield.
You know who's not? Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts isn't very good right now.
He loves to hold on to the ball and fumble it.
Now he's missing his top two.
He's got his top two receivers out.
So that hurts.
He holds the ball forever.
Yeah. He's regressing. But it doesn't help when your top two weapons on offense are, well, top two wideouts. Because Saquon is one of his top weapons.
The fans are going to go crazy today.
Oh, as they should. Yep. They've been waiting for this for a long time.
We've got a listener who tweeted us all fired up. He's in Indonesia.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
couldn't find that on the map, EB. I know it's
Indonesia,
in Southeast Asia.
I kind of know where it is, but it might be tough. I might need a few guesses.
Yeah, I'd be in the ballpark.
I need a few swings,
right,
to get it correct.
I honestly don't know what to make of this because it's happening way too fast.
Yeah.
It's happening way too fast.
We didn't expect this. I mean, I didn't.
I mean, I did pick him to win 9 games, but you know, it was just hoping that Jaden was the truth, and maybe he's even. I thought right away he was going to be the guy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I thought he was going to be this clean.
He's over-delivering on even his high, like even the highest range of potential outcomes.
Yeah.
He's going above and beyond that.
And he's doing it with a calmness and a humility that is just, I'm not used to it. Mm-hmm. I don't know how
it's
to handle
refreshing.
It.
Very refreshing.
His game's effortless.
Yeah.
It really is effortless because
unfazed.
He hasn't even, to me, he hasn't even turned on the running. Like he hasn't had... And he will, as Cake said this last week, he will have, you know, a 50-yard run at some point, a 60-yard run.
That's coming at some point.
Mm-hmm.
It's not here yet.
I agree.
It's going to happen.
I agree. I just, you know, I hope the defense can build on their performance. Dan Quinn afterwards, I listened to the press conference. He said he was telling the guys, you're not that far away.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, we've played poorly, but you're not as far off as you think.
Yeah.
And I guess it paid off, you know, yesterday. Mm-hmm. Let's see if that continues. They got pressure from a
Did
bunch of different guys.
Did Forbes play a good game?
Forbes
I think Forbes was all right.
He had sticky coverage on Michael Wilson on at least one highlight that I saw. So, hey, that's
Michael
positive.
Wilson's not going to run by him.
No, but he's a big physical dude who I thought might have his way with a guy like Forbes, and it turned out not being the case.
No, they deserve credit. That was a win on all fronts. Offense, defense.
It was a beatdown. It was an ass-kicking is what
and
it was.
Northwest Stadium on Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
That place is going to be packed
it should
to the
be
freaking gills, like all the way to the top.
Now we got to be careful. We can't have a letdown because we are favored in this.
Sure,
it's a mediocre team,
right?
A letdown will be a big, big disappointment.
Hey, DQ and Jaden won't allow them to have a letdown.
Yeah, I don't think so.
They're too even keel.
Kingsbury is just so into it. He's just so on point.
He's dialed right now.
And he's so on point. He's
getting
guys open.
Going.
The running game is unbelievable.
Setting everything up.
Yep. He's got the swagger right now.
I mean, Brian Robinson, I told you in the preseason, looks like the best I've ever seen.
He's had a really good start.
He looks great.
He's got two 100-yard games already.
Cliff's in his bag.
He is in
his
bag.
Cliff is in his bag.
As the youngins like to say.
He just knows he knows offense like the back of his hand. That's what he does.
He's calling.
You know, maybe the head coaching position, that's a little too much for a guy like Kingsbury to handle.
Mm-hmm.
He's just like an offensive genius, but he knows offense like the back of his hand.
Well, he's dramatically turned this team around. What were we averaging? About 18 points per game last year?
18 or 19, yeah.
I mean, it's only four games.
Oh,
but to
30!
How do
you like 30 ball every week?
30.
How do you like them apples?
It's crazy.
And again, take a look at your NFC standings, and you'll see the Washington Commanders atop the division right now.
Oh, by the way.
With the flailing Cowboys team.
Not only that.
Fumbling Eagles team.
Yep.
They're in first place. They're outscoring Dallas by 24 points, Philly by 35, and the terrible Giants by 61.
Mm. All right, when we come back, open up the phone lines.
Let me hear it loud.
Victory loud Monday proud, here buddy. On the Junkies. Play the music throughout the show. You can call us at 800-636-1067. What do you make of this team that has ripped off 3 wins in a row? They've scored over 40, they scored over 40 for the first time since 2016, scored over 38 in consecutive weeks for the first time since 1991.
Oh,
they're on a roll. If you want to chime in on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines, 800-636-1067. You can text us on the Thomas Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charges may apply. It's the same number. Or hit us up on X at Junks Radio. We've got Doc Walker joining us at 720. John Kine from ESPN.com at 820. It's Victory Monday here on the Junkies.